Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of course. All right, here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You can keep it rolling. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, who they have with yours, truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the other guy who's in North Carolina. He'll be with us in just a minute here. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, downloads, uploads, pictures, so on and so forth. If you'd like to be my personal friend, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. And you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 as well. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, hey, by the way, Steph, are we going to be able to get you to sing Moses today? We good for that? For those that didn't hear her sing Jesus yesterday, well, you missed, you were out. Well, I guess you weren't privileged enough to be there yesterday, so I guess that's how it kind of works. But in saying that, we'll get her to sing Moses today, which I think is really cool. So, anyways, in saying that, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Stephanie, it was a treat. It really was. We'll give them another treat in just a couple minutes here. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before we get over to the other guy, I just want to let you know real quick, folks, we are going to get to keys to good government today. We are going to get to keys to good government today, okay? That's if someone doesn't call in and make it their radio show. But that's up to you, I guess. 1-877-807-9977. Jake, it's all yours, live out of North Carolina. Actually, Jake is out in, well, on the East Coast in South North Carolina. Yesterday it was 105 degrees. What's it like today?
I think it's probably in the low 80s, maybe high 70s. It really cooled off. We got a huge rain shower, and people were catfishing all night in the river in front of me, so the boats kept me up for a while. But it's beautiful out here. It's good to be with the good people of North Carolina. I suppose we call them North Carolinians. I'll be at the church tonight at Freedom of Baptist Church at 7 p.m. Information's right there on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And we're going to be talking about what you're going to be talking about today on the show today. Keys to good government, what are those? Well, that key is the truth, and that truth is in Christ. And I'm just reminded of what the Mayflower Compact, that's when the pilgrims came over here. This was a compact they made from God when they established this nation. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith, and then it goes on to lay out this civil document of government in that compact, but we were established on that, and those are the keys that will keep us and will continue to keep us. We'll talk about that tonight as well as on the show today, and I look forward to seeing all of your wonderful faces if you're out here in the North Carolina area. And if not, you've got to also join our Constitution course if you're from around the country, because you can webcast for that. And there's two more weeks left to sign up for that. You can get that at Sons of Liberty Radio on sonsoflibertyradio.com right down there at the bottom.
You know what's interesting to me, Jake, is the fact that the great mystery of the ages is that men do not look back and study history. And the very things that we're bringing to the table on the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis is the resolve to, well, actually not just to America, but to mankind's dilemma. We get in trouble when we depart from God, when we stick with God. Why is it that millions of people need to be destroyed through famine or war or the such? And after that takes place, after the destruction of mankind, I mean, man is so smart, he knows how to destroy one another. They know how to destroy each other. I mean, that's how smart they are. But the fact of the matter is that people let people get out of hand in government, where a few rule over many through oligarchy, and then they destroy the masses of the people. And after the masses of the people are destroyed, Jake, they seem to return back unto God that they shouldn't have departed from in the first place.
That's right. It's like we receive the blessing from them, then we figure we can take it over from there, Lord, and then we screw everything up, and we wind up right back in the same position. And we should have given it to the Lord in the first place. And that's really, I mean, that's all we're sharing. Even tonight, I know that there's a lot of folks that go to church every single day. They understand the great mysteries of salvation and the doctrine and Calvinism, etc. But they don't understand how to practically apply it in their civil responsibility and day-to-day, realizing that that's what makes America free. It wasn't by accident or by some divine act of, I shouldn't say divine act, but just some abstract act of providence that we're as blessed as we are. It was because of the principles that we stood on for so long. And you actually highlight that in your column. It just came out this morning on News with Views. You can find that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You still have a right to take a stand for America. I was just speaking to a group of pastors yesterday saying, hey, listen, this is not so far gone. Just stand.
Mm-hmm.
You own your community. You
That's
own
right.
the people in your community by means of their religious conviction. Look at them to stand, and it's all over.
That's the great deception that's taking place in America, is that we're so far gone that there's nothing we can do to actually bring about the result. That is a part of the huge lie here, friends. You, again, have the right to do the right thing, and you still have the right to preserve what you have. Now we just need to repossess what God has already given us within the land in the first place. I want to give you a quote really quick. Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible.
That's right.
They're Isn't that interesting?
Neglecting.
Yes.
That's a positive version. So it's not necessarily what you do wrong. It's what you didn't do that the Bible prescribed for you to do. And that's where we don't fall for the myth of separation of anything. We do what we do as Christians, period, no matter what it is. If you're a teacher, you're a civil servant, if you're a clergy member, if you're a lay person, if you're a son or your daughter, we do it. You know, there's a state religious requirement for you to actually serve in the state of North Carolina, which is where I'm at today. We'll be tonight at Freedom Baptist Church. Again, the information is on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. But it says this, no person shall deny. This is a prerequisite in order to serve in the civil capacity for the state of North Carolina. No person shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority either of Old or New Testament, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office.
Yep.
You can't even...
That's what they had to swear with their hand on the Bible before they could serve as a representative in that state, correct?
Yep. Or a place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state. It couldn't happen. So many people say that, well, there's no religious test in the federal government. Exactly, there wasn't, because each state had their own. And in order for you to serve in the federal, chances are you had to work your way up through the state. And we didn't want to get into a religious battle between the Baptists or between the Congregationalists or the Methodists. So we said, hey, listen, the states can handle that. When you serve in the federal government, you better be sure that these folks are going to be religious people.
Jake, hold on with me. I'm going to take a really quick break, but I want you to hold over on the break with me, if you would. Come back in the next segment. I want you to kind of highlight the Dove interview this morning, because I can't give myself accolades or corrections, because it's better to, well, actually have someone in hindsight tell you what they thought of the interview. So anyways, in saying that, one more point. 1793, Benjamin Franklin said there's no such thing as an atheist or an infidel. So I think it was a given that we were and are a Christian nation. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking with Jake in North Carolina. Actually, let me say this again. Jake is on the East Coast in South North Carolina. Yesterday it was 105. Today it is 70 to 80 degrees. And Jake is lounging with his family as they're watching people catch catfish at a vacation haven in North Carolina. Is that right, Jake?
That's right. A good lounge.
You got a little snappy with me this morning. I was...
I wish I could go out there and catch it with them. I guess they're 6 feet long, but it was probably about midnight.
You kidding me? That, 6 feet long.
That's what they said. They said, they catch catfish big as you.
Wow.
And I said, okay, well, I'm about 6'1", 6'2", or something last time I checked, but it's about midnight. So we put the kids to bed, I'm sitting in bed talking, and all of a sudden I hear these motors going out on this river. I don't see anything. Like, I'm sitting looking at it right now. There's nothing out there. But at night, all these motors are going up and down the river, and I told the guy I was staying with, Pastor Ernie, the other night, he said, oh, yeah, buddy, they're catching catfish out there. I thought, most people should be sleeping. They're out there catching catfish. But we're going to be fishers of men. So, again, tonight we're going to be fishing men at Freedom Baptist Church here in Rockingham. And I did want to bring up that Focus interview. We got cut off on the last break here. But the Focus, or the Dove TV on Focus Today with Perry Atkinson, Bradley, you were on this morning speaking about the issues and the relevance of education and how we need to pay attention to our kids. And there was even a part there where you were just 100% transparent, your heart right on the table, and it broke you because of the fact that how in the world can we be ignoring this generation? They're in there and what they're being taught every single day. And once people understand what they're being taught, you think they would be in droves and up in arms going out there to rescue these kids.
Mass exodus.
And there is people doing that, but by far the majority are just complacently allowing this to happen. And Perry brought up a good point that Ronald Reagan sought to dismantle the NEA and the national education system. And he was not successful in doing that even after 8 years. And it wasn't because the effort wasn't there on his part. It was because the American people step up to the plate and say, hey, you know what? This guy's right. Let's do our part. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting about that, Jake, is a conservative black citizens group, the National Black Republican Association, NBRA, has filed detailed articles of impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama, calling for his removal from office over the National Security Agency's spying program, the prosecution of whistleblowers, wiretapping journalists, his torture program, and the cover-up at Benghazi. So there is some good things going on. We also have a famous liberal film director, Oliver Stone, who has made no secret of his liberal political views, called President Barack Obama a snake for his role in National Security Agency spying programs that have become, he said, more about silencing protesters than finding terrorists. And, you know, one of the things that I brought up yesterday, Jake, is by Martin Niemöller, I believe his name is, and he was around the time of the Hitler's regime and his reign of terror. And it's interesting that the whole reason people were being eradicated, slaughtered, murdered by his regime is because, for the most part, they didn't speak out.
Yeah.
You know, and so here we are, and you're talking about the schools in this country right now. You can't complain about what you tolerate. And the sad part about this whole situation is, speaking of the Dove interview this morning with Perry, out on the West Coast, I believe it was in Oregon, as a matter of fact. But in saying that, how do you say to the people that are sending their kids into public schools and the 86%? You're the problem. You're complaining about what the federal government is doing, but yet you're the ones driving your kids to the school gate and dropping them off, only to be indoctrinated by a cesspool of illegal indoctrination coming from this administration. And it's not just this administration. It was Bush as well. It was Clinton as well, and it was Daddy Bush as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, here's what I've kind of come across here, and I've talked to even school administrators in the past couple of days. I'll be meeting with another one tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the president of a school board. There's so many different layers of bureaucracy, if you will, or you can call it education system or what have you. If each individual stands in their religious conviction in their respective place, this would be done. We would have a stone wall that would protect us from all of the lawlessness that tries to come in. But instead, everybody looks to the other guy. What's he going to do? And then eventually just keep cowering backwards. And it's not that far gone. There's a coach here right now in town in North Carolina, in Rockingham. They're trying to say to him that the ACLU is threatening a lawsuit if he doesn't take his hat off that says Jesus saves. He's a chaplain during the football game. It's been a tradition forever. Everybody in the town is on board with it.
Yeah.
And it's just a whisper. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it and say, okay, who threatened? Who did what?
Yeah.
Well, nobody even knows.
That's right.
I don't even know that there has been a legitimate threat yet.
Yeah, they'll flee when none pursue us. That's exactly right. And it's a spirit of fear. I mean, and yet the Bible tells us we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And it also says that perfect love casteth out all fear. And I think what's lacking, Jake, is the love to stand against the tyranny. And it brings me back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer again. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. You know, that man needs to stand because he's got the support easily, hands down, of the majority of the American people. But here comes the state-run media to only throw fire on a flame that doesn't exist. But they try to give the impression to the American people that it's always a lot bigger than what it really is.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose if you're not in that word every day, if you're not in the Bible every day and soaking in the victories that God has given you and understanding what reality even is. I mean, some of the stuff is, you know, this Jerry Brown bill out in California.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable. That's not even reality, man. We're like in a different planet right now.
Yeah, he should be thrown in jail. He should be impeached, and he should be thrown in jail for his crimes against the Constitutional Republic. I mean, that's where perversion is coming from government. Look at the man.
That's it. That's exactly right. You've got a state that has voted down Prop 8, or voted in Prop 8 to say the marriage is between one man and one woman. And you have criminals in office who are allowed to run rampant and create these. It's so insane. You can't even fathom to the extent that it has been through the process of law, because I'm going to say process because it's not law, but through the process it's been allowed to get to that point where a governor can even sign something like this, let alone talk about it.
And feel emboldened enough to take those steps. I mean, dude, just think about that. To not violate or not to discriminate against transgender students from elementary to the high school. Folks, I've never even heard of any of this perversion. Even when I was in high school, you know, to be a homosexual is just, you don't go there. You don't even talk about it. And it was interesting. The older people back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, they just thought the whole gay agenda was a big joke. And what America's finding out today is the joke's on you. And this is about attacking your Constitution. Now, I did want to say, Jake, to what we were talking about in the Dove, what was your synopsis anyways?
Well, that's what I was saying, is that you, when you came in, now, this was a topic, it has obviously been discussed as far as the education system, and there's a lot of people that are experts on what's happening, but you brought in the perspective, I've been in over 300 public schools, and that's where I think Perry has the respect of the ministry, and he even said that in the beginning of the interview. Listen, this is a champion out there, a moral champion that I love having on the program. And then when you were able to open your heart and lay out to the people, listen, this isn't just a job to me that I go into school and help kids. Woohoo! No, this is the reality. I'm fighting for a culture, and we are in a war right now, and we win or lose based upon God on our side answering us and the people standing together. And then you went on further after that to give all the examples of what's happening. And then I think for Perry to come in and bring up the fact that, hey, this has been tried before, but just because somebody's tried before in the past and hasn't succeeded doesn't mean we give up and say it can't happen.
That's right.
The scripture is full of those references. And I think that's what people are seeing, not only in the message, not only in your stance and in the stance of the ministry, Bradley, throughout the country, but the fact that if God is on your side, you see victories. And I think that's also, too, it sets a mark and sets a precedent and puts fear in the enemies, which is not something to be spoken of lightly. But when God is on that, when you're on God's side, you are the majority and you do continue to win. And that's why you're able to even share the testimony. So I think there should be more people on shows like Focus TV talking about this is what we are doing. Here's the victories we are seeing, rather than just speaking at it, you know, from a perspective of, hey, I'm a professional on this topic.
Well, and that is the church's business. I think if we can't speak out of testimony, then we shouldn't speak at all. As a matter of fact, it says in Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to the law into the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. If we don't have the testimony in experience, which is a testimony, then we really shouldn't be opening up our mouths. If we want the experience to understand, for example, I'm a Christian, to understand who Christ is, David knew more than his ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord, and he always stayed in the fight so he could understand who the Lord was, and he did through trials and tribulations and persecutions. But in saying that, I think the answer to the dilemma is to show the young people the price paid, and I think the other answer is once they get the price paid, stamped on their eyes for eternity, I think they're going to take a stand and there's going to be a mass exodus from public schools because the implication is those kids belong to the government rather than to the parents.
That's right, which is completely wrong. I mean, that was part of when I'm going to share this tonight with the good folks of North Carolina.
You got 30 seconds, Jake. It's all yours.
They don't have a clue of their history, so when you can enlighten them to their history, it can embolden them to make the future. And that's what we need to do in America, and that's what you were doing this morning on the show, and that's what we'll continue to do with Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Tonight at Freedom Baptist Church, 7 p.m., the address is right on Facebook. I hope you can join us in Rockingham, North Carolina.
Amen. We'll be right back talking about the keys to good government, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, I just got off the phone with the other guy who is on the East Coast in South North Carolina doing an event tonight at a Baptist church. Check out Sons of Liberty Radio and go see the other guy in support of your country and your freedoms. One of the things that I brought up during our conversation over the last segment was the fact that film director Oliver Stone, who has made no secret of his liberal political views. So folks, we got liberals, the lawless liberals, shouting out and protesting Barack Hussein Obama. Oliver Stone himself called him a snake for his role in National Security Agency spying programs that have become, he said, more about silencing protesters than finding terrorists. Of course, friends. Of course, that's what this has been about since day one. Isn't it interesting? For some reason, the terrorists are never snuffed out. Isn't it interesting that the direction that the terrorist goes always seem to work? I mean, after September 11th, the President of the United States comes up with something called the Patriot Act, which is rightly called the Unpatriot Act. It's unconstitutional, friends. Asking you to give up some of your freedoms when our forefathers said just the exact opposite? You don't give up your rights, you give up your wrongs. Terrorism. I knew when it came down the line, friends, back in September 11th, I said to my family, I said, watch out. It's not about terrorists. Your government doesn't ask you to give up your rights if it's really about terrorism. Your government, if it'd be a good government, would empower you. Just like back in 1966, they had in one of the major cities in the United States, they had an issue with rape. That city stood up, I believe it was Indianapolis, and they said, you know what, we'll give you a free gun training course. No, rather, you have a government today trying to disarm you in the face of terrorism. I think it's very telling, friends. Is it not very telling? I believe it was George Mason that said, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns. Of course not. There's over 500 million guns in the hands of over 312 million people. One for each of them. One for a leg, each leg, and one for each arm. Terrorism. Protestant, my friends, has meaning Protestant. Protestants. So we have the libs calling President Barack Hussein Obama a snake. Well, that's true. Who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, my friends? John 10:10. Satan does. What has this man been doing since he's been in office? Come on, call it for what it is, because nothing's going to change until you do. Here we have some more black folks. A conservative black citizens group, the National Black Republican Association, NBRA, has filed detailed articles of impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama. How are they going to call them racist? They're not going to be able to. Calling for his removal from office over the National Security Agency spying program, the prosecution of whistleblowers, wiretapping journalists, and also his torture program in the cover-up of Benghazi. But it's interesting, folks, you have the black citizens and the lawless liberals in this country calling for the impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama, and you have Director Oliver Stone calling Barack Hussein Obama a snake. Of course he's a snake. Man doesn't know how to tell the truth. What is that going to take for the American people to figure that out? If he tells you everything is good, you can rest assured, friends, look the other direction, everything is bad. And it is. And everything the state-run media promulgates or helps perpetuate is crime within itself. They give you what? Flawed polls, created polls, contrived polls, fabricated polls on every issue from A to Z. You can't trust the thing they say. And one of the things that Jake brought up was great. You got to keep in mind, folks, what he was talking about is how, you know, the people think it's so far gone when, in fact, when you take a look at things, if it was so far gone, then why is it that we still have the freedom to do the right thing? I said freedom to do the right thing. We still have that freedom. We still have the power to impeach. And by the way, might I add, Machiavelli was destroyed. Republics were destroyed for the lack of impeachment. America will only be destroyed through the apathy of the American people. Abraham Lincoln said, we can never be destroyed from without. We can only be destroyed from within. And one more point before I get over to keys to good government. It was also James Madison, the father of our Constitution, known as, that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What's the guise, friends? A foreign enemy. Terrorism. I mean, how many boys overseas are getting killed by IEDs? Man, they never get them, do they? Nope, just never, ever get them. And if they supposedly do get them, well, then they give them a Muslim funeral by throwing them overboard in the water. So nobody can see he who supposedly dropped the two towers. Who does this work for, friends? It works for governments. Study out Adolf Hitler. Study out tyrants, friends, and you'll find out it's not too far gone. And by the way, when you read Scripture, read 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you'll find that conspiracies always happened from within, not without. Conspiracies always take place from within, not without. See, they got to control the conspiracy. Remember when JFK was killed? Remember how the media broadcasted, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 different stories at the same time? Yep, only to confuse the people. And boy, I'll tell you what, they had their patsy before anybody else knew anything, didn't they? And then all those conspiracy theorists that were just talking about how, you know, it wasn't Oswald that did it, and it was others that were involved that did it. Man, they were just shot down by the press like a bunch of lunatics. And then we find out from John Hunt, the former CIA operative, who comes out on his deathbed and said Johnson and his attorney were at length responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I didn't say that. You can go online and find it. There's tons of YouTubes, friends. But we're conspiracy theorists. I know. I like when people sit there and they cap on Alex as well, Alex Jones. And I'm not saying I agree with everything Alex says, but the fact of the matter is, friends, is a lot of the stuff that he's talking about is right in front of your face. It doesn't take a conspiracy theory or theorist to figure out that it's a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11. It talks about conspiracy and who is doing and who is actually propagating conspiracy. Just saying. Here we go. Keys to good governments. I'm not even going to say it. Here's a court case here. Because, again, keep in mind that government, and by the way, I am for good government. I love government. Government is great. It's God ordained. It's good to have government. Anarchy is not good. Those in the church that they're antinomianists, that is not good in the church. Government is good, friends, and we got a lot of good people in government, and we need to get behind them good people in government. Forget that not. But let me go back and just share with you that the government does not have a right to break the law. Now we're talking about corruption in the government. So here's a court case. A federal court ruled that it was unconstitutional for a public cemetery to have a planter in the shape of a cross because if someone were to view it, it might cause emotional stress. I bet it causes a lot of emotional stress for those that have to bear the cross, especially those that are 6 feet under the ground under those crosses. Can you imagine the emotional stress that they had to bear to give us the freedom that we have? I didn't know that the government had a right to break the law. Here's another court case. A federal court ruled that a teacher could not be seen publicly with a Bible at school. Baloney. That a classroom library had to remove the two books on Christianity out of the 237 books in the library. Baloney. Baloney. But they're willing to give criminals when they enter into the judicial system, as they call it, or the correctional facility. You know, it's interesting. The first thing they see is a priest or a pastor in a Bible. Why don't you give it to them in public schools if they're going to be in public schools? Again, prevention is better than cure. I didn't know it was government's job to violate the laws of our republic or to set the American people at war with the God who gave us governments. Alexander, another court case, I'm sorry. A federal court prohibited an anti-drug speaker from delivering his message in schools because he was known as a Christian minister. That's discrimination, friends. That's unlawful. Therefore, I submit to your candor, since when was it government's job to violate its own laws? Judges aren't there to legislate or to be a bunch of activists or to write out their own legislation from the bench. Absolutely not. Another case. A man was convicted and sentenced for the brutal murder of a 71-year-old woman. Well, what was he doing in court in the first place? Well, our constitutional republic declares through the Mosaic Institution, thou shalt not kill. This man killed. Yet the jury sentence was overturned because the Bible was mentioned in the courtroom.
What? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. Woo!
Is that what take a genius, friends? The scripture tells us in 1 Peter 2:13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by the Lord, him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Not the punishment of them that do well and the praise of them that do evil. No, just the exact opposite. Woe unto that put darkness for light and light for darkness, good for evil and evil for good, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, light for darkness and darkness for light. Isaiah 5. But that's what you're seeing today. Right the wrongs, friend. You still have the freedom to do just that. Romans 13. For rulers are not a terror to good works, of course not, but to the evil. What thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou shalt do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, not wrath upon him that doeth good. Be right back after this break. The purpose of government is to reward the righteous and punish the wicked, not the other way around.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the purpose of government is to reward the righteous and to punish the wicked. William Penn said, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Hey folks, if you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in between. Governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. Friends, government is only an extension of who we are. William Penn goes on, let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. He continues, I know some say, let us have good laws, and no matter for the men that execute them. But let them consider that though good laws do well, good men do better, for good laws may lack good men, of course. But good men will never lack good laws, nor allow bad ones. True that. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. What are you seeing today? People are just outside of themselves as to the corruption taking place in their country today. Folks, let me say it this way. There's no better way than to say it the way that I'm going to say it right now. You are under attack. And it's not even subtlety in the manner in which they're perpetuating their attack. Folks, Let's go on here. The key to good government is found in the quality of the people who rule, not in the quality of the laws which are passed. Did you know that back in 1907, you know what the average number of pages for a state constitution were? 5 pages. 5 pages. I said 5 pages where the state constitution were on average of only 5 pages. Oklahoma's is up to 115 pages back in 1907. What is it today? Why? Because they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than on the laws themselves. For example, Jake had brought this up out in North Carolina. Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and the Holy Ghost. Blessed be forevermore. Now, what's interesting about that, for those that want to debate, I would say that your groundless debate, which in fact has no footing whatsoever, so therefore I wouldn't call it a debate. I can't even call it a contention. Because you have a wooden blunt sword, and I have the sword of the Spirit on my side. But if you look at every state preamble, it starts out acknowledging who? In all 50 states in our union. God, the God of our Mosaic Institution. Here's Pennsylvania's Constitution. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Wow. Wow. It's not what I heard, Bradley. I know you didn't hear it. That's why you're listening live to the Sons of Liberty today. Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. Let's go to North Carolina, the North Carolinians Constitution. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within the state. Whoa! What did you say? Yeah, you heard me. Oh, Bradley, I heard you. I'm down south right now rejoicing with you, brother. In 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states then in the Union had some type of God-centered declaration in its Constitution. Of course, if they're not faithful to God, how are they going to be faithful to you? Our founding forefathers went to great lengths to ensure that we never forget the principles of sound government, so they became heavily involved in education. For example, Noah Webster, soldier, legislator, writer of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Obama might want to read that concerning Obamacare, Obama Nation Care. Noah Webster established Amherst College, one of the most prolific textbook writers to date. He said to students, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed upon your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers. Just men who rule in the fear of God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The preservation of our government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made, not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men. And the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. He concluded, Noah Webster did, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer laws, which are unlaws. We talk about this much, but it's important to continuously lay this under your feet. Remember what Andrew Jackson, the President of the United States, said? He said, our republic is laid upon the what? The rock of the Bible. And then we're going to talk about the distinction between republic and democracy. For example, Fisher Ames, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the firing materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep. Ever since Daddy Bush, they continuously inundated and continually inundate the American people with the fact that you're a democracy when in fact you're not. Listen to what our forefathers told us about democracy. A simple democracy is the devil's own government. Which president since George Bush Sr. hasn't reminded or inundated the people with the fact that we're a democracy? No, we are not. And this supposed constitutional scholar tells college students all across the country, and those that don't know their right hand from the left for the most part, that we're a democracy and we're a constitutional republic? Wow. Remember, democracy never lasts, said John Adams. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. Matter of fact, the United States Constitution protects us from ever becoming a democracy. Article 4, Section 4 requires each state maintain a republican form of government. And what is the difference between a republic and a democracy? It is in the source of its authority. Democracy, the majority of the people, the republic, God's word, were ruled by law, not by opinion. Noah Webster said our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct republican principles is in the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. We'll kick off some more tomorrow talking about keys to good governments. As promised, I'm going to pull my wife up. If you didn't hear her sing Jesus yesterday, I think, well, this will be a treat for you. Because it's always the Jesus song, or it's always the Moses song, and it's called Go Down Moses. And Steph, are you okay to do this?
Sure. My voice is not the best, but I'm okay to do it.
Well, you got a lot of people listening to you right now, so you got to tell me, are you ready for this, sissy?
I will do it.
Okay. So this is called Go Down Moses, and it's actually derived, well, we actually, I don't want to say we stole this, honey. Well, let's just say we extracted it from a movie called Vernon John story, and Vernon John is he who preceded Martin Luther King Jr. before the Civil Rights Movement as you know it. He was a prophet. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. When you go to the book of Hosea, God sent his prophets to hew people. Vernon John was just that man. And when he was arrested for standing up against those that were lynching blacks back in the 50s, this is the song that his daughter stood up and sang.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. The Lord spoke to Pharaoh and said, let my people go, let them go. If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
All right, not bad. Not bad, sissy. Friends, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you at 20, well, in 23 hours. Talk to you then. See ya!
Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.